Hello, hockey fans. Welcome to another episode of Great Falls Hockey, where we open our homes, our hearts, and our lives to our Great Falls American hockey players. My name is Jim Quick, a proud billet dad, a huge hockey fan, and your host for this podcast, where I lead you from net to net, sideboard to sideboard, around center ice and back again, introducing you to the players. Each week, we hear from one of the players while they tell us about themselves, where they come from, how they got into hockey, and where they are going. So sit back and enjoy the ride, folks, and learn about your Great Falls hockey team.
Hello, folks. This is Jim Quick with Great Falls Hockey. Tonight, I got a special treat since I missed him last year. Got number 10, Ty Obey. Finally got him in the house on the podcast. Had to feed him first, but got him over here. How are you doing, Ty?
I'm doing good.
You had a good weekend?
Yes. It was pretty solid. Would have been nice to come with two wins, but.
Well, it's Friday night was, there were a lot of opening night jitters.
Yeah. A lot of people were nervous, but.
Yeah. But Saturday night, you seemed to pull it together a little better.
Oh, yeah. You know. Everyone played really good Saturday night.
Yeah. So. A lot more passing.
Yeah.
A lot more unity.
As a group, we all played a lot better.
Yeah.
So,
nice. And that's been the biggest problem is when you start playing individually,
yeah,
and just kind of go to crap. And
yeah,
but when you're all on the same page, y'all are really good.
Yeah, no, it's, we do definitely have a very solid group this year, so you know, gonna be exciting to see what we can do.
Yeah, why don't you tell us about yourself?
So I'm Ty Obey. I'm from Ashland, Wisconsin. This is my second year playing for the Americans.
Tell us about your family. But
I have three siblings back home, and I have a dog, and they're just big sports people, so everyone, I know we all just love watching sports and playing them in the summer and whatever. We like, we have a cabin we go to, we have some jet skis, we play a lot of like cornhole and that kind of stuff over in the summer, so yeah.
Did any of your siblings play sports?
Yeah, my older brother played baseball in college, and then my sister was a gymnast, and my younger brother runs cross country, so I'm the only hockey player. But
what got you off into hockey?
Probably my cousin. My cousin played hockey, and he kind of got me into it. I used to ski before I started playing hockey, and then I went and skated with him one time, and then I never stopped playing after that, I guess.
When was that? How old were you when you started that?
Probably 6 or 7 years old, I would say.
You were already skiing by then?
Yeah.
So did you play school hockey, or was it leagues up there or something?
So I started off playing just for like the team in Ashland where I live. And then I played there probably for like 4 or 5 years, and then I played 4 years of AAA in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And then I came back and finished high school in Ashland, so.
Cool. Very cool. So what's your future plans with, do they involve hockey or?
I'm not really sure yet. I'm just kind of seeing what my options are going to be after this season. I'd like to go to a school closer to home for sure, if it's playing hockey or not. But yeah, definitely for sure school next year. I haven't really decided on hockey yet.
What are you going to school for?
Probably marketing.
Marketing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's still plenty of opportunity for that in hockey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there any particular discipline in marketing that you're looking at, or just general?
Just general.
Just general?
Yeah.
So growing up, what was the things that you mentioned? Y'all have a cabin and jet skis and all that stuff. What else were you into growing up?
I played a lot of baseball in the summer. I was a baseball player
What position?
I was a pitcher and a shortstop. So baseball, I'm a big golfer too. I golf a lot pretty much every day in the summer. I just hang out with my buddies, but mostly I pretty much spent most of my time golfing.
Golfing?
Yeah, just probably the biggest time consumer I do. I enjoy it a lot, so.
Well, it seems to be a common thing amongst the hockey players that can't believe how many young nowadays play golf.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, you know, when I was your age, I didn't know anybody played golf.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I don't even know if where the nearest golf course was when I was growing up. Of course, then my dad, he got to the point where he got off of the golf too, but I'd already moved out by then.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that golf now.
So throughout your hockey career, you have a most memorable game?
Think about this one for a second. We won state when I was like in Pee Wee's, so when I was pretty young, we won state. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's probably, I mean, high school, we had a few, like, we beat some teams that were better than us, and it was pretty cool. But
what about on a personal level? Just not necessarily something for the whole team, but something that maybe you know, like maybe your first hat trick or anything like that?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, my hat trick against Bozeman last year, that was pretty cool. Yeah, probably.
Was there an
individual level? Probably that one.
Surely it wasn't your first hat trick.
No, it was just nice to do it against Bozeman.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah, now if we just get you to do that against Helena. Yeah. So, I guess what's your favorite food before a game?
Before a game, probably. I don't really eat much on game day. I kind of wake up and I have like a protein shake, and then I don't eat till like probably like 12:30, and I usually have like make like breakfast burritos, and then that's like all I eat up until the game. But like, I really don't eat that much on game days. Usually just one meal, because I don't like being like having food in my system when I have to play.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it's just like sausage, eggs, and a tortilla.
Okay.
A big tortilla, and I just.
All right. What about, do you have any kind of game day superstitions?
Other than, I mean, I tape my stick. Not really, actually. I'm pretty much just taping my stick at, like, and I start getting dressed at the same time every game. Other than that, I really that superstitious.
Nothing you'll change up for if you're trying to break a losing streak or anything.
I mean, I'll switch it my tape color maybe.
What's your usual go-to?
I like white tape. I'm not against black tape. If I had a bad game or something, I'll switch to black tape and see what happens. But for the most part, I like white tape more.
All right. But tucked or untucked jerseys?
Untucked for sure. I used to tuck. Probably like when I was really, really young, but now I'm untucked for sure.
Upper body or lower body workouts?
Definitely upper body. I do not like doing lower body workouts. Even though it's mostly all you got to do for hockey, but I like the upper body for sure.
All right. What about a favorite jersey? Do you have a favorite jersey you own? Whether it's a hockey, baseball, doesn't matter, whatever.
I used to have a really old, like, Minnesota Wild jersey that I don't even remember where I got it from, but it was like a vintage jersey and it was really, really cool. And I think it's still hung up in my room back home. Somewhere, I don't know. But I thought that was pretty cool.
Cool. Outdoor or indoor games? Have you ever played an outdoor game?
I have, yes. We, in youth, we used to play this team, and they only had an outdoor rink.
Oh.
And it'd be like really cold, so that kind of made me not like it. So probably indoor.
What about a favorite stick?
That's kind of, I don't know, I switch my sticks up probably too much, but probably like Bauer Vapor Sticks. Probably the Hyperlite was my favorite stick. That's a good one.
You just keep switching around trying to see if you can find that the right one.
Well,
or...
I don't know. Just like, I kind of mess around with my curve a lot just to see. I usually get like this, get the same sticks, just different like flexes or curves and just see what happens.
Okay. What about hockey pet peeves? You know, like bad chirping or...
Yeah. Probably like getting hit in practice by a puck. Like someone shoots it and misses the net and it hits you. That's a big one. Yeah, I don't really know. Just that one. I hate getting hit by pucks, like in the back of the legs when you're just skating around. That one.
Well, I can see that.
Yeah,
I can understand that one. What about a favorite team bonding moment, where this team, any team, doesn't matter?
Probably we'd have every year we'd go to Madison for a high school hockey tournament, and that was always probably the most fun I've ever had on any hockey trips. And I got to do it 3 times, so that's probably, yeah, we just, because it's a long bus ride, it's like a, well, for high school, for us in high school, it was long because we didn't really travel that far. It's always like 6 hours, so everyone kind of looked forward to the long bus ride, and then we didn't really get to stay in hotels for high school, and we did then, so it was, yeah, that's probably the best, most fun I've had on a trip.
Okay. Who's your team? Hockey team.
I have two. I like the Capitals, and then I like the Wild, just because they're kind of close to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm big. I like Ovechkin, so that's why I like the Capitals. So I grew up liking them, but I also root for the Wild just because they're close.
All right. What about football?
Football, the Viking. Vikings. Yeah.
Yeah. We all can't be perfect.
Yeah. They did. They won yesterday, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got to win every once in a while.
Yeah, that is true.
What about baseball?
The Brewers. Yeah.
Got any, other than Ovechkin, got any favorite players in any of the sports?
Well, like, probably, like, I don't know, like, growing up, because I was a football player, too, and I played quarterback, so I used to watch a lot of, like, Johnny Manziel stuff, like, highlights.
Yeah.
So probably him. When I was, like, growing up, I watched a lot of videos.
Okay.
But, yeah, I liked watching that stuff.
Cool. What do you think the biggest difference between this year's team and last year's team, as far as the Americans are concerned, other than the obvious with the returning veterans?
Yeah, we definitely have more depth in our lineup. We can play all four of our lines. Last year, our back end was struggled a little bit, but this year we're definitely more solid up front and at defense. A lot faster for sure than last year. And yeah, we just have a lot of skilled guys up front, so a lot of goal scorers, and it's a lot better chance to win games, that's for sure.
You know, a little bit more size this year too.
Yeah. A little bit bigger.
I think that was one of the biggest downfalls last year, was just the lack of size going up against like Helena and other teams.
Yeah.
And big boys on there.
Yeah, we are a little bit bigger this year too.
What about anything different as far as training this year, or is it still the same?
No, everything's still the same.
Still much. The dreaded 45.
Yeah, 45. Yeah, those suck. Yeah, I mean, I feel like this year was we're definitely conditioning more this year than we did last year, which is good because we'll definitely win more games if we're in shape. So.
Right. Yep.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think that's gonna be a big factor for you all. And then of course the shorter Christmas vacation.
Yeah.
Last year had a little bit too long off. By the time you all come back and got back into it, everybody else was rolling and kind of hurt y'all. What about now that this is your second year right here? What about Great Falls have you come to enjoy the most?
Definitely, just like this, there's a lot more stuff to do, like back home, like me and some of the boys, when we played pickleball last night, like we don't have any pickleball courts up in like Ashland. Like we'll just go out to eat, like just like I don't know, there's more, a lot more stuff to do from here than there is back home. So I like that part of it, and people are pretty good too, like very good people here. Everyone's pretty nice. Not really, like, I haven't had really any bad things like happen to me here. So,
Right.
like, it's been a very solid experience being here.
Cool. What do you usually end up doing around here during the depth of the winter when?
Like, I play a lot of Xbox with the guys, usually. After our lifts and we go eat, we usually play for probably too long, but whatever.
Yeah. When it gets cold around here, it's hard to find things to do that
Yeah.
other than stuff like that.
Yeah.
So where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
I don't even know. Probably, I don't know. Working, that's for sure. I don't know. I don't know where.
Just
If just
haven't got that plan yet.
no. I've kind of like trying to decide between a few things right now, what I want to do for school, but I can't. I guess I can't really see myself like intending what I'm doing.
Okay, fair enough. I know when I was your age, I couldn't answer
But.
that question. Is there anybody you want to give a shout out to? What's your mom and dad's name?
Mary Jean and Troy.
Mary Jean and Troy.
Yeah. So.
And they're in Ashland.
Yep.
Anybody else you want to shout anything out to? No girlfriend back home? None?
Just, I don't know, probably, yeah, just my family and, my family, yeah.
All right. Well, Troy and Joe, Mary Jean, we sure appreciate y'all allowing Ty to come out here and play hockey for us. We enjoy having him here and watching him. As far as the fans and everything out there, this was number 10, Ty Obie, our number one sniper out there. So I appreciate you coming over, Ty.
Yep,
Hope
thank you.
you have enough to eat.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guess you have yourself a good night. We'll see you. We'll see you on the ice.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
Another episode of Great Falls Hockey, learning about our players. I appreciate you coming and listen, folks. And I want to thank the owner, Matt Leaf, and the coaches, Greg Sears and Alex Lee, for allowing me to do this to get to know our players. So remember, folks, stay hoctimistic, stay good to each other, and I'll see you at the games.